knocking, but you can't come in. Keep on knocking, but you can't come in. Keep on knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again.
Hey, Big Chief, let's talk. Why not?
Hey, everybody!
Do we have?
This is in the house.
Yeah, we're up.
All right, fine. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Welcome to CITR, 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Professional radio at
smooth
its finest.
Professional transition as usual, gentlemen.
That's how it always works.
Usually it's pretty good. This one, we were just... I was thinking there was going to be something else in between.
There never is.
Never is.
There never is, is there?
I thought that one was kind of banner for us, usually.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
we did pretty
okay.
good.
This was not bad.
Okay.
It wasn't a bad time, little
dude. Yeah, we're not the worst. Okay, so
my chair's
you
broken.
Been listening to the Barn Burner with our good pal Bob, and now we're listening to Radio Zero. It's 2 o'clock on the button, as it is every week when we start.
Yep.
And
so you're gonna want to sync up your watches, your clocks, right now.
It's actually gonna be 2 o'clock in 3, 2.
Okay. Mark.
All right.
That's all, we're on three, though, right? Not on the beat after three?
No, on three. That's right. You've got to go on three.
All right.
All right. So what's news for today, Tyler?
What is news? Well, just on my mind currently is how excited I am to eat the Rhea barbecue sandwiches tonight.
Yeah.
At the Biltmore. They're going to be, me and Cam have a party every once a month at the Biltmore. Our ice cream social does a monthly Friday night edition. And the re-up barbecue cart is going to be coming up and selling sandwiches up front.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what's on my mind right now. I'm trying to strategize with Johnny Grayston. How do we approach the sandwich?
The sandwiches?
Do we have one at the beginning, one at the end?
Are you kidding? One at the beginning when it's not super busy, and then one in the middle.
In the middle.
Because you need to put down a good base.
Yeah.
And then probably one at the end, too.
I tried to get one at the end last time, but I got blocked on my return. I didn't make it back to the cart.
Oh, no. Oh. Well, that's... Yeah, okay. Why not?
I don't know.
Too many people?
Happened.
It was too popular?
No, it was something. There was a coat check was going on. There was all this stuff happening. And
oh, right, okay.
I had to smoke.
Yeah,
I went the other direction to smoke.
How do we get this to the regular screen? Come on, Burley.
Oh. What else is going on? So that's it. Anyways, tonight we have that happening. LCD Sound System tickets for the Terminal 5 show. They've added 4 or 5 extra shows. 4 extra shows, I believe, at a place called Terminal 5 in New York. LCD Sound System for the farewell show to try and alleviate the pricing of the...
This ludicrous business.
Yeah, this ludicrous business that happened with the tickets for the LCD Sound System's farewell show at Madison Square Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the ticketing agency purchased all of the tickets to the show and then sold them through their sister company, the scalping agency, for, because there was a lot of hype for it. They were listing them at, like, nosebleeds at 200, floor seats at 1500.
That's insane.
Yeah, and the artist wasn't going to be seeing any of that.
Yeah.
And also the fans are going to be just getting screwed. And so James Murphy was really upset about it and wrote a big rant on the LCD Sound System website without any capital letters.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, not a single capital letter in there.
Sure, yeah, okay.
Just punctuation notes.
Yeah.
What am I going at here? Okay, all right. So anyways, so they added these four extra shows at Terminal 5. And to so people can buy tickets to that and hopefully draw or lower the prices of all the tickets that somebody basically stole from them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So anyways, those go on sale on Tuesday, I believe, and also the same week in New York. If anybody's going, I'm going to be going as long as we can get tickets for this stuff with Aleem and probably Tony Wong.
Oh, you're going to go?
I'm going, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm going. Are you going? You want to go?
I'd like to go, but I probably don't have enough money.
Yeah. See, the only way I can do this is through Air Miles. I'm going to be going there for that show and whatever other, like, maybe one other show in maybe a couple of days.
Yeah.
And then just flying home with
Yeah.
glorious Air Miles.
Yeah, they are glorious.
They're glorious. They're awesome.
Glorious, glorious Air Miles.
Yes. So anyways, the same week happening there, Cut Copy's doing three shows. Liquid's going to be playing with LCD Sound System.
Yeah,
Holy Ghost is doing the three shows with Cut Copy, and then Holy Ghost is also doing their own show on April 1st, I believe. So if you're going to New York around from March... from March, like, 29th-ish to April 7th, I believe, or 6th, that week, there's three Cut Copy shows, four Holy Ghost shows, five LCD Sound System shows. That sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
Sort of
sounds a bit much, but Cut Copy is not currently coming to Vancouver on this tour, so maybe you should just go to New York and see them.
It'll be cheaper than us bringing them here.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure why they're not coming here. Maybe there was a venue problem. It doesn't seem to make any sense. They've got a large fan base here. All right, Cam, what's anything happening on...
Yeah, what's happening?
What's coming up on the musical agenda here?
We're going to start the show off today with a girl called Grimes. And she's from Vancouver originally, but she lives in Montreal. And she makes really, really weird and beautiful music. And we had her here for our Afterlife party in December, I guess it was.
December 18th.
December the 18th, exactly 2 months ago. And
Precisely
2 months ago. But yeah, she's great. And we're just going to start off with some very weird stuff. So this is a track called Zol Face Dancer. And this is Grimes on Radio Zero. I thought that we were going to be hearing music right now, but I've got a song that is not being recognized. That was Grimes off of the album Guidey Primes. That is the song Zol Face Dancer. Check out Grimes. She's on Arbutus Records. And she lives in Montreal, but she's from here. Congratulations, Vancouver. You did it again. Yeah. Anyway, it's Radio Zero. Tweet at us. Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. Go to the website, radiozero.ca, and say what's up. Call us up if you want to, too. It's 604-822-2487. Send us a request or whatever. And we'll get right back to the music in a second here.
Well, how best to explain it? You've seen me in X-Men.
Yeah.
The character I am, Professor Charles Xavier. Mm. If you remember, he can control things with the power of his mind. Yeah. And make people do things and see things. So I thought, what if you can do that for real? I mean, not in a comic book world, but in the real world.
All right.
So in my film, I play a man who controls the world with his mind.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, for instance, I'm walking along. And I see this beautiful girl, and I think I'd like to see her naked, and so all her clothes fall off.
All her clothes fall off?
Mm, yes, and she's scrabbling around to get them back on again, but even before she can get her knickers on, I've seen everything. You know, I've seen it all.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We've already seen everything.
Okay. It's a comedy, is it?
No.
I'm many years are passing by. I'm
Yeah, it's your man DJ Tamil. And when I'm up in Vancouver, I'm chilling and listening to 101.9, the best station in the whole Canada. What? I said it.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to present Shaolin Soul, Foundations of Wu, a Black History Month tribute to music and music making, February 23rd at the Fortune Sound Club. Shaolin Soul pays tribute to the legendary black artists featured in the Wu-Tang Clan's music and serves as a solid reminder of the many soul, funk, and R&B artists who have influenced hip-hop. DJ Lady Land and DJ She will keep the dance floor moving with a mixture of old-school and new-school flavor. Best of all, the night will feature Vancouver's first Soul Train dance-off, with prizes going to the top dancers. 50% of the evening's proceeds will go to the Templeton Secondary School's music program, which is in dire need of new instruments and equipment. Don't miss Shaolin Soul, February 23rd at the Fortune Sound Club, 147 East Pender Street, proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
My name is Rodney Graham, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, all right. That was a long set there. Hey, and that was a station ID. Okay, wow, welcome back. This is Radio Zero. We haven't spoken, we haven't heard each other's voices in so long. What did we just hear? Well, we went through a long set. Let's start at the top. We started off with Grimes from Montreal with a track off of the album Gaudy Primes. The song was called Zol Face Dancer. And we followed that up. What did we hear? Hercules and Love Affair off of the new album Blue Songs. That was a track called I Can't Wait. We heard Evan Evans with off of the Part 7 EP, and that was a track called Repetition. What else? We heard U.S. Royalty with a Flostradamus treatment of their track Equestrian. We heard Matias Aguayo with a Prince Thomas's treatment, his disco mix of Matias Aguayo's track Mental Latte. We heard Egyptrix with Chrysalis Records, which is my favorite Egyptrix song by far. So I hope that he keeps going with that stuff. But yeah, Egyptrix, if you're not familiar already, get familiar. He's from Toronto. He's on Night Slugs.
He was originally from here, too.
You think he was originally from Vancouver?
I can't remember, but I used to talk to that guy all the time, Dave. I can't remember if he was originally from here and he moved to Toronto. I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, he's killing it.
That's a foggy bit of information there.
We heard Boy 8-Bit. That was his track Tropical Heat. Slowed way down. We heard New Villager with a track called Rich Doors. That was the machine drum treatment of that. We heard the new Panda Bear track called Last Night at the Jetty, which is killing. That's off the Tomboy EP. They have a forthcoming album. It's clearly going to rule the whole world for as long as it possibly can. And we finished off with another track by Grimes. That was the track Crystal Ball. And that was the Babe Rainbow remix. Babe Rainbow, Vancouver's own Cameron Reed. Yeah, anyway, I really, really like that song. And there you have it. We also heard some station drops from the one and only DJ Tamil. Ah, man, I can't stop playing that thing.
He's the guy, right?
He's the guy. Who, Tamil?
Tamil.
Yeah, he's the guy.
You made the best station idea ever.
He made the best station idea
I've ever
heard.
Oh, no, the one with Picard in it talking about...
Patrick Stewart?
Or Patrick Stewart, yeah.
Yeah, but that's just a rip from Extras. Tamil's is like candid. That's real.
I know, but I still like that.
Yeah, the Patrick Stewart one's good too.
Patrick Stewart one's good.
All right, so Tyler's coming up. We're going to hear some...
We're going to do some talking stuff.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know. We're still talking. We're going to talk. Let's talk about what's... Okay, let's talk about what's happening around town. Tonight, Tyler and myself have our monthly Friday edition of the Ice Cream Social, and that's going to be at the Biltmore Cabaret. Come early. Last time it was very, very full. Yeah, we'll have a good time. All 50s and 60s songs. Justin Gradin is going to be there
DJ
with
Mantiers.
Us. DJ Mantiers. He'll be playing from his extensive 50s and 60s vinyl and 7-inch collection. We'll all be getting very drunk.
We play from our extensive hard drives.
We'll be playing from our extensive hard drives. And are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Tyler just knocked over a chair in the studio.
Dead chair.
Yeah, I know. That chair sucks. It's a bad chair. Anyway, what else is happening this... Whoa, what's happening tonight?
Can I also save that drama for your mama?
Oh, that's right. The bass music party.
J-Man, I'm not sure if Hannah's there tonight.
No, she's at Fortune tonight.
Oh, right. The babysitting club.
Yeah.
With Hannah, Carly, and...
Layla?
Layla DJing, too?
I think Layla
Christina's
might be DJing.
Doing nails.
Yeah, anyway. Babysitter's Club is at the Fortune tonight.
Yeah, Mikey Husband's Save the Drama for Your Mama, all, like, bass music party is happening at the Astoria tonight. It's $5, cover, 2-for-1 before 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
J-Man, Brad, Brad Winter, DJ B, and Tasha, I think, is DJing.
Yeah, yeah.
And tomorrow night, what's happening in town tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, tomorrow night at Vivo, there's as part of the media festival that's happening right now, there's a this sort of comedy thing. It's Charlie Demers, or Demers, depending on how you like to talk about it, and Sean Devlin are going to be doing a thing called Imminent Futures, in which they stand on stage for an hour and they watch a bunch of like radical right-wing YouTube videos and then just talk about them. Sean showed me a couple of the videos. There's like a bunch of stuff from Extra Normal, people like urging the like average citizens of the United States to go buy a gun and learn how to use it and stock up on food and blah blah blah. So anyway, that'll be good. That starts at 7. Tomorrow night is the at the Waldorf, there's Good Faith DJs. That's Jesse Proudfoot and Chris, and they'll be playing all dance classics. That's in the front, and it's the No Gold album release party. And something else is happening. I don't know. Someone else is there. And
Gifford and Trog.
Oh yeah, right. Gifford and Trog.
Psych Music Emporium.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah.
It's happening down.
That'll be in the Lee Tag Room.
Lee Tag Room. I think No Gold is playing the Lee Tag Room as well. Or are they playing in the main room?
I think they're playing in the main room. Really? Yeah, they're in the main room along with Jesse and Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, I think at least.
Oh, and is DJ Mantiers DJing upstairs tomorrow night? Justin Gradin in the Tiki Bar?
Maybe.
Yes, he is, as a matter of fact.
You heard it here first.
You did? I might have heard it on the internet first.
You probably heard it somewhere else first.
From the internet.
You heard it here second.
Yeah, you heard it here probably second.
No breaking news.
Late breaking news.
Or late breaking news, yeah. I think that's there's something else tomorrow night too, but I can't remember what it is. Oh, it's at the I'm gonna max the levels on that thing. It's the Love Sucks post Valentine's Day depresso party at the Astoria with Anne Marie DJing and Daniel, Anne Marie from White Lung and Daniel from New Sensei. All
right.
And I think a band is playing too, but I don't know who, or I can't remember who at least. Anyway.
And next Friday.
Yep.
February 25th. Nobody can see my hand.
Put it out there.
It doesn't matter. Midnight City is happening. The fourth installment of Midnight City.
Oh, yeah.
And Aleem's and Logan's sort of monthly-ish techno house and disco party. It's happening next Friday at the Chapel Arts, which is actually a pretty nice place to as a venue for a party. Or is Logan involved? No, Matt Jerkis, Rob Carrick, Aleem, AJK, and Zia are all doing it. The Loganator, I don't see him anywhere here. Whatever.
Maybe he'll do the next
one. Also Zia's birthday party.
Oh, look out.
Let's go get Zia blind drunk.
Yeah.
Roll him up on a carpet and throw him off a bridge!
That's the same night as Swans and Carl Craig.
Oh, yeah, right. So also, yeah.
We are running the gamut that night.
Way across. All If we got some metal show in the middle somewhere,
yeah,
we'd be definitely covering all grounds.
Absolutely.
Swans are sort of an 80s and sort of goth industrial band.
Emotional goth.
Emotional goth industrial. Yeah. I'm not sure how to describe them. Pretty heavy.
That's a pretty apt description, I think.
Playing tomorrow or next Friday at the Rickshaw. We're going to be at that one.
Yep.
That's definitely worth checking out. And then Carl Craig is playing at the Lotus. We're going to go check that out. But probably we can go see Zia and Aleem before that, because that's right across from the Rickshaw, between the Rickshaw and the Lotus. And the chapel isn't open until 3, the Lotus is, so we can do everything.
Oh, he says, Zia just texted me. He said Carl Craig's on Saturday.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
It is on Saturday, isn't it? I thought it was on Saturday. I don't know. Swans.
Swans is on Friday or Saturday? Well, maybe it's on Saturday. I don't know.
It's on the 26th. Ah!
That's the Saturday. So, we'll be at Zia's party on...
Oh, never mind. We'll just be
at... We'll be at Zia's party on Friday night.
Carl Craig on Friday.
And we'll be... Yeah. Great. It's
Zia and the
like
game.
I said, you heard it here second.
Yeah.
Or third.
Cutting edge guys. Okay. There's new stuff up on the website today. If you go to radiozero.ca, a couple things from Blondes I posted last night. So we're going to play something by them because they're coming up.
With Simian Mobile Disco.
Simian Mobile Disco and the Juan McLean on March 8th at the venue. Tickets are on sale for that currently, I believe. And that will be an awesome show to see. Blondes are really cool. They're kind of our favorite sort of metallic sounding synth music. Like early Simian Mobile Disco, big analog synth sounds, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's good stuff.
It's good music.
So we got Paradise City by them, and then Synthesis by Harold Groskopf after that, because we posted the original we're going to play from 1980, although it does sound extremely contemporary, because I posted the Blondes remake of the Harold Groskopf Synthesis from the Revenge put out, or reissued Harold Groskopf's original album Synthesis. And they amended it with also a bonus disc of, or a second release or whatever, called Resynthesis, where it's a bunch of people remixing and covering the songs of the original album. Anyhow, can you press W, Cal?
Yeah, I'll press W. Here we go. Back to the music. Here's right. Paradise City by Blondes on Radio Zero.
Thank you.
That was something by the Chromatics. That was Circled Sun off of the newly reissued Night Drive. Or, not Night Drive. The Night Drive Deluxe Edition out on Italians Do It Better. This is the Astronomer remix of Glasser's Tremel on Radio Zero. Nardwar's coming up in a few minutes.
Astronomer, Alex Egan. He's a good designer as well as a musician.
What's his name?
Alex Egan.
Oh, okay.
British guy.
Yeah, his music is nice. Okay, anyways, that's it for us today. Nardwar's coming up next. See you this weekend. And
see you tonight at the Biltmore.
See you tonight at the Biltmore. We'll be having lots of sandwiches at Riot Barbecue. Cam, yeah. You're going to be having your first one ever.
Yeah, I know. I'm very excited.
All right. See you later, everybody.
Child inside. How's my baby? He asked of me as we were rushing our way out to the sea. But I said nothing more, and not more said he. And the ghost drove on so forcefully. The weight of the world.
Secret.